4RMM Mobile. Before CPA Mobile. Before CBA KO4RMM Mobile, you're coming in real good.
RMM KB4CBA. Name here is David. I'm headed to pick up some pizza for early supper.
David, this is Kurt. Pizza is always a great choice if you're asking me. That begs the question, where are you headed for pizza?
I am going to Marco's Pizza on 291 there. It's across from Bob Jones University.
Be that. Let me know how it is. I don't think I've had that before.
So, just doing some accelerating there and in my Mustang here, you probably wouldn't have been able to hear what I was saying. Oh, man. You gotta love it. We've been using Marco's for a while now, and my wife has a app on her phone, and she's got all her credit card information entered, and we can just place the order, pay for it. All I have to do is just walk in. It tells us when it's going to be ready. I walk in, pick it up, go out the door. I'm not in there. Sometimes 30 seconds. And it's really great. And pizza's excellent. And I don't eat the crust because I'm low carb. So they make a pizza bowl. And it's everything on the pizza but the crust. And it's really neat. So I just love the heck out of it.
Get that great. It's about as easy as pizza pie. I'm Static Mobile over here, across from the food line. My wife has stepped into Wilson's Five and Dime here at Hudson Corners. I'm waiting on her to pick up a silk stocking cap so her CPAP, a head strap won't mat and tangle her lovely blonde hair.
I used to use a CPAP, and I have, at the time I had severe sleep apnea. It's gotten a little better because I lost some weight, but it's still kind of moderate, so I'm using a snore guard thing that's made by a dentist, and it was very expensive, and insurance hadn't paid a nickel on it, but it's guaranteed not to break. If it breaks, then I get a new one for nothing. So that's been the problem with all the other ones I've used. By the time I pay for it, I was on a payment plan. By the time I paid for it, it was wore out. So this one's guaranteed not to wear out. So, and there was no payment plan. It was like cash on the barrel.
I had my dentist about 20 years ago fashioned one of those for me. I'm sure they've come light years since then. But he was building his practice around sleep apnea, or stopping sleep apnea, and he raved about this and sold me this, customized molded dental implant to stop my snoring and to situate my jaw so that my airway would remain open. And I had even had the surgery for sleep apnea prior to that. It didn't do much good for me.
I did too. So you have the where they cut your uvula out and all that skin back there. They did that, and they were supposed to be able to cauterize that, and they wound up with 50 stitches in the back of my throat, and I couldn't swallow a thing for it was 2 or 3 weeks. I got dehydrated and I wound up back in the hospital for 5 days.
Surgery, yeah, they cut off the uvula and cut back a bunch of that retropharyngeal tissue. As it stood then, I also had very large tonsils, which I did not have removed as a child, so I was 27 at the time. So he took out my rather large tonsils. Then he went into my nose and did me a septoplasty, and then also shaved down those turbinates inside your nares, inside the nose. So I had 5 things done on the table back in 2020.
And my tonsils out when I was 24, and that was kind of a blessing because that helped me quit smoking, and which was a good thing. And then this surgery I had, so that would have been about 2079, I guess, when I had my tonsils out. And then this other surgery was, what did I say? Yeah, 1979 is what I meant to say. Anyway, and the other surgery was in, I don't know, 2001, 2002, something like that. And they did my adenoids and my deviated septum and all that stuff in my nose. My nose was packed, and I remember that. I remember them pulling that gauze out a few days later. Oh, God, it felt like they were pulling your brain out with it.
Dude, that was, yeah, that was a special kind of pain, Dave. And the 2 weeks of not being able to swallow anything or eat hardly anything without, you know, swallowing lidocaine lozenges beforehand with the throat. I mean, my throat was absolutely on fire.
The medicine they gave me was, I don't know what it was, but it just burned like fire. It was like pouring gasoline down my throat and lighting a match and lighting it on fire. I mean, that's what it felt like. And finally, when I was in the hospital, you know, getting hydrated again, they were putting fluids, like, you know, wide open, because I knew I was in trouble, because when they put me in, they couldn't find a vein, and my veins just, they stick out like crazy when I'm hydrated, so I knew I was in trouble, and it took the lady 30 minutes just to start an IV, and she finally got it started. But anyway, this is how close I was to having a stroke, and so I was really blessed. But I tell you, the nurse came in and said, "Yeah, you can dilute that down." And I said, "What? You mean all this time I've been suffering drinking this stuff, and you're telling me I can drink it with less?" She goes, "Yeah, it's not going to dilute the medicine." And I said, "Dang!" I said, "Where have you been?"
It was worse than mine, and mine was about as bad as I could stand. Yeah, I remember the doctor jerking that apparatus out of my nose with the packing and everything. It hurt so bad that I didn't make any noise at all, if that makes sense. And then about 2 weeks into the recovery from the UPPP surgery, I know I wasn't supposed to, like, have anything that was acidic or tomato-based. And I'd been a Boy Scout for this whole time and just following all the rules. About 2 o'clock one morning, I was rummaging around the kitchen because I was famished. I was just so hungry. I'd lost a good bit of weight. I saw this can of Campbell's minestrone soup in there. And this just to tell you how compelling hunger is. I knew it was going to burn like fire. me having this Campbell's soup, a tomato-based soup. But I didn't care. I opened the can, heated it up, poured it in a bowl, and took my first big spoonful down the hatch, and it burnt like fire. And I winced and my eyes watered, but it still tasted great.
Oh, man, KB4CBA, you must have been desperate for food. That's all I can say. I couldn't have done that. I'm laughing, but I feel your pain. I know, I remember those days like it was yesterday. Oh, man. All right, so I'm sitting in front of Marco's. I'm going to run in. I'll be back in a minute if you're around. It shouldn't take me long. Famous last words. Anyway, KB4CBA.
4CBA, KO4RMM. I'll be destinated back to my house real soon as well. I'm on Devinger Road headed home. So, I'll just go ahead and show me clear on your final there. 73, this is KO4RMM. Safe travels to you. Happy New Year, Dave.
Well, you be careful out there, and I notice there's a lot of police presence on the road today, which is good. And there's a lot of crazy drivers. I've seen a lot of craziness today behind the wheel. Okay. Well, you have a good New Year, and hope to talk to you again soon. KB4CBA.
See you, Dave. Kurt, you got time for a short one? W4, never give up.
Yeah, that's an A firm. Last transmit. This is KO4RMM. Kurt, I'm mobile and listening. Go ahead.
KO4RMN, W4, never give up. Well, the question I got to ask you is, after having the five things, did that cure it?
You know how that goes.
Hot.
In fact, a few weeks back, I was told by my doctor that they no longer perform that procedure.
Well, everybody uses what works for them. I've been on CPAP for about 8 years, and it's the best thing that ever happened to me, and it works for me. So, and I did have deviated septum surgery a few years back, too. But I can saw some nice logs if I'm not on that machine.
There, I come from a very long line of world-class snorers. My father, you know, being, you know, elite. At any rate, I got about a year and a half of benefit from that surgery, and I was 27, 28 years old at the time. And I went right back on the CPAP after that and have stayed on the CPAP even to this day. I won't even lay down to take a nap without putting it on. And yes, it is a lifesaver. And, you know, I probably wouldn't be here right now without the benefit of a CPAP.
Pressure off your heart. It's not just eliminating the noise. and then my wife can sleep a whole lot better without me causing all that ruckus. But anyway, I just wanted to ask that, Kurt. Sound like you've been through the ringer. And I never heard of having all that stuff done. But anyway, I'm glad you're back in the pink of health with a CPAP machine.
Yeah, Phil, I can hear you all the way from Boyle Springs to Taylor's.
Well, I'm on 85 north, northbound at exit 63. I'm not quite to Boiling Springs.
No, I mean, I can hear you snoring.
Well, back at you.
Eddie was the king of snoring. He'd take naps in the chair, and of course back then they had the windows open, and the neighbors would complain about it in the summertime.
First class.
You're still listening. We started, or Keith, so I had you a full quality on the input, so I just like to do that. I like to hit the reverse and see if I can listen to you on the input frequency.
This is that yet in my infancy of amateur radio career.
Actually, a button there you just hit, and it says reverse or something. You can look it up in the manual. It'll tell you how to do that. And I don't even have to, I'm driving and I don't even have to look down because it's right next to a knob. And so I just find the knob, and I don't have to take my eyes off the road, and I hit the button beside it to the right of it, and that's the reverse button. And I just hit it and then hit it again, put it back on the repeater.
Now, I've got the ICOM 2730 mobile in the car, and I haven't mastered it yet. I've got the basics down, obviously, but I want to, dig down a lot deeper and get to some of the finer capabilities of the unit.
If that's what I'm talking on, and you've got a large tuning knob on the bottom right there for for 2 meters, and then there's a little knob. I can't remember what it does. I don't think that's the squelch. I'm not sure. It might be the squelch. Anyway, there's a button right next to that little knob, and that's the button you push for reverse, and then you just hit it again, and it'll go back to the repeater.
Looking that over, you've encouraged me to try Marco's again. We've got one just up the street from us, and I went in there one time, and we ordered, and there's two guys talking about the girlfriend, and I noticed they had taken a pizza out over the counter, but not even closed the lid on it, and about 10 minutes later, I walked up to the counter, and I said, "Is that my pizza?" And it was, and I said, "Well, how much longer are you going to talk about girls and let it get cold? I'm good mind to order a different one." And I didn't. I just took that one, but it made me so mad. I hadn't walked back in there. That was 5 years ago.
That, because, customer service is a thing of the past, and they don't teach it anymore, evidently, to the young people, because, I mean, they drilled it into us when I was coming along, no matter where I worked. I mean, if you don't treat the customer right, then, I mean, that's your paycheck. I mean, you're helping make their paycheck. So, they need to be reminded of that. And, if I walk up to somebody and they don't acknowledge I'm standing there, I'll say something to them like, "Hey, how you doing?" Just real gusto and everything, and just almost sarcastic sometimes because, either they're standing there talking or it's just one person and they're looking down and they're doing something. They don't look up at you and even acknowledge you exist, and you're the reason that the doors are open.
Didn't say anything to call management from the corporate or something like that, but just live and let live. But I should have at least ordered another pizza. But he was a big guy, and he thought he was going to intimidate me, and I gave him a little mouth, and he didn't like that. And so I just never went back in there, and I considered it to be extremely expensive pizza. But if it's good and it's what you want, that's fine. But the joke is this another pizza place opening on Highway 9? At one time, there were at least 9. So it's not like there's nowhere else to go for pizza.
9 on 9. Okay, well, I'm sure we have. I haven't really paid attention, but I'm sure we have plenty of them here on Wade Hampton because, I mean, there's everything and stuff I don't even know about that I drive past every day around here. So it's one thing I like about living here. But anyway, it's good. I mean, it's good pizza. I'm sorry you had that experience. The one I go to on 291 there is, they're always, right on top of things. There was a man on the phone, and he spoke to me when I walked in, and then there was a guy that walked up just as soon as I got to the counter, and so I'd been spoken to twice within maybe a 10-second period of coming in the door, so, I felt like that was sufficient.
Yep, well, that sounds good. Well, I'll try it again. I'm sure that guy's not there anymore. I'm amazed at, I was in, not out back, Texas Roadhouse in Spartanburg this week. It's Sunday after lunch. And I got in there, and there's a big line waiting outside, but we had called ahead, so they took us in fairly quickly, and at least half the restaurant was empty. And I asked our waitress, I said, well, with all those people waiting out there in line, why are not more of them coming in? And she said, well, we found that it makes them less mad not to come in as to come in and sit down and can't have a waitress for a long time, and we just can't hire the help. Is that not a tragedy?
Well, the sad thing is they got those unemployment checks for so long, they got so used to not working, they don't want to go back to work. And I'm sure some of them probably need to, but I guess the ones that are just desperate, for money are the ones that are going back to work, and a lot of them aren't. They found, they're moved back in with mom and dad or whatever, and, people just don't want to work anymore.
It's at least $2 million to buy the commercial property, build a building, and buy expensive kitchen equipment. That's an old number. You probably can't do it for that now. Wouldn't you hate to have that kind of money sitting there and you can't even hire enough people to let them in from standing outside and serve them and charge them money? That's unbelievable, the day and age we live in.
And that's one reason, I don't think anybody that's unemployed has an excuse, because, there's plenty of jobs out there. And, you might have to lower your standards, but, if you need money and you need a steady income, you can find a job. Because I walk in restaurants and I see a whole section empty because they don't have anybody to wait it. And so there you go. And I see it in every restaurant I go in. So, and everywhere I go, they're hiring. So, I don't think anybody's looking for a job that has an excuse.
I ate at Mutt's today, and I know that's not exactly health food, but I like to get in there occasionally. And the lady put an extra plate down on my table. Well, a few minutes later, I guess another customer had wanted the plate, and maybe she didn't want to walk in the back. She just walked over and grabbed that plate off my table, didn't say, can I borrow this? And she never brought one back, ever. It's just weird. I mean, I would have said, sir, may I take this back? I'll bring you one in a few minutes. But she just grabbed it and walked off. And, she didn't know if I'd licked it or not.
Been desperate for a plate, is all I got to say. Oh, man. Well, I'm sitting in the garage here, so the pizza's getting cold, and I guess my grandson and Mona are wondering why I'm not getting out of the car. Well, Mona knows, because she knows I'm talking on the radio. So I'll talk to you later, Phil. You have a happy new year, but I'll talk to you before tomorrow night. But anyway, I'll say 73s. I'll clear out of here for your final. KP4CPA.
Thanks for the ride, and tell that Mona hello. And we'll see y'all later. W4, never give up.
NGU, N4ZLK.
What's up, Shane? You getting them delivered?
Just picking up now. Got about two more. But one of them won't be ready till 6. Anyway, hope you had a really nice Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Struggling with my dad. He went in a nursing home last week, and he's had a stroke and had two hospital stays recently, and it's just kind of taking the luster off the time of year a little bit, but we're just getting by the best we can. He's 90, so I guess I'm still glad I've got him. But he's not having fun either.
To hear that, I was going to ask you about him because I knew there was some things going on. I'm sorry you had to put him in the nursing home, but sometimes it's all you can do.
You know, somebody that can't support themselves, he's got no use out of a left arm and leg. It's just dead weight, so to speak. You just can't hardly pick him up with two people. It takes two people, or you'll hurt your back.
If that gets hard, there are people that are trained and paid to do that, but it's still sad. I hate that for you.
150 pounds, it's just heavy to pick somebody up. I know a lady that had to give up nursing, and she just cries when she thinks about it because she hurt her back too many times, and it didn't come back, and she just finally had to give it up because there were times that she had to pick somebody up or at least be on the other side of somebody, and she's had to give up the profession, and after all that training, that's kind of sad.
They also don't staff them like they used to. My mother is a retired nurse. And even she retired either late 90s or early 2000s. I can't remember exactly which. But even then, she was talking about how understaffed they were. But, yeah, 150 pounds of dead weight is a whole lot heavier than a 150-pound person who can help out.
And he was a really successful guy in business. And he can't believe he's laying there helpless, and I can't either. And that's been an adjustment for both of us as well.
That's got to be hard. Some people don't take that. Most people don't take that well when they've been able to take care of themselves. I've known a few people who get a big kick out of being taken care of, but they usually don't make anything else easy either. So those aren't the kind of people you want to be around all the time. But that's got to be tough, I know, for him.
Well, anyway. Well, I guess I'm going to sign off. I'm within about 100 feet of the house here. But it's good to hear from you. And I tell you, after the last 2 years, 2022's got to be better.
That's for sure, even though it's pronounced the same. I hope you have a good holiday anyway, and your family's in our prayers. Good to hear you. W4NGU, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane, you know we never have had that lunch, so we're going to have to do that this next year now.
Just busy schedules, but yeah, definitely, I'm looking forward to it. N4ZLK.
Have a good one, W4, never give up.
RD monitoring.
1RD, N4ZLK, mobile, name is Shane, good afternoon.
Good to hear you and speak with you, Shane. That was N4ZLK, is that right?
I've heard you on a few times. I understand you and your wife moved back up from the Mount Pleasant area and just hadn't had the chance to say hello. So, and I think your name is Bob, is that correct?
Yes, it is, Shane. AA1RD, Bob is the name, and looking forward in the coming year to attend some club meetings and get to know some people. Just very busy here trying to get things unpacked and sort things out, plus with all the holidays. But, yeah, thank you for giving me a shout. Are you getting ready to take tomorrow and just prepare for the new year, or do you have to work?
Tomorrow off, so I think the company is running a few deliveries, overnight, next day air packages, whatever they call them, but I don't have to do that. I'll be off until Tuesday, looking forward to it, and we moved 4 years ago now, still, local, but I'm still unpacking some things, so sometimes it takes a while.
Well, we've just got more stuff than two humans should have, and we're just trying to pare it down. But you know, you accumulate, and finally it becomes a matter of the albatross, you know. But anyway, I'm glad you're going to get three or four days off. Or 3 days at least. That's wonderful. I hope you can enjoy it with your family, and hope everyone is. Shane, were you the fellow that was talking about his father being in the nursing home, or was that the other gentleman?
W4NGU, that's his father. Years ago, we put my mother-in-law in a nursing home for a few short months. My wife took care of her for a long time. It's an ordeal for anybody, and I don't wish it on anybody, but the people that take care of their parents, I hold them in high esteem because it's a lot of work.
I agree, and it's a real testimony to the people that that do that. They're honoring their elders, as the scripture says. And that's a wonderful thing. My mom passed away a few years ago at 93, and she was healthy till the very last breath. She was out bending over, getting some bird feed out of a 5 gallon bucket, and rotated around, we think, and lost her balance and fell on the concrete floor of the garage, and that's what took her. But she was, you know, still washing her own windows, insisting on washing her own windows and everything else up until that last day. So we were thankful for all the many years we had her, and that she was independent to that last day.
That's amazing. My mother's parents and grandparents, they all lived into their either very late 90s or early 100s. My mother's 82, and she seems, I don't think of her as being 82. So who knows what's going to happen there. My dad passed away at 70. And my wife's mother she was perfectly healthy. She was 82 when she passed, but she was losing mental capabilities, and it was a 16-year process, very slow process, and that was hard on my wife.
Indeed, yeah, I would think, not having experience at it, but I would think that would be really, really hard to watch someone, you know, lose their mental capacity. But, well, God bless you and your family. I hope you have a great, safe New Year's Eve and the weekend, and get some rest. I'm retired, so I'm able to kind of plan my days here and there. Look forward to meeting you at some point. My passion is antenna theory and design, HF primarily, HF antenna theory and design. So I'm looking forward to building some antennas for people and wrapping balance and helping out in the community that way.
Nice to meet you officially, and I do read a lot about antennas. I enjoy that. Don't get a lot of time, but made a couple of them. And I'm here at my dock pickup, and they got the door open. They're waiting on me. I think they're ready to go, so I'm going to clear with you. AA1RD from N4ZLK. Really enjoyed it.
Shane, and have a good one. This is AA1RD clear with N4ZLK.
Mobile monitoring, copy the Kerchunking.
KO4CEF, do you copy? Mr. Road announced. We should see you shortly.
I'll be sitting here. Like I said, just pull down to the lower side. You'll see my camper here. You can pull in right there.
Sounds good. KO4CF, and I'll be standing by.
I am. I'll be marching.